This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. President Obama is set to unveil his budget next week. Once he does that, Congress will have three budget proposals to disagree about: the president's, the Senate's, and the one in the House. And one of the stickiest issues in all of them is that thing we call the social safety net, who it's for and how much to spend on it. Wealth and poverty reporter Chrissy Clark did some digging and found out how that phrase, the safety net, became a household word.
I assumed a safety net historian would know how we started using the phrase safety net, so I called some up and asked.
I'm trying to think. I don't.
That's historian Michael Katz from the University of Pennsylvania.
Maybe Alice O'Connor knows. She probably knows.
I called and she doesn't.
And she doesn't.
Yes.
Now, well, I don't feel so badly then.
And actually, she was like, you should talk to Michael Katz. Maybe he knows.
Katz kept trying to help.
I wonder if Sheldon Danziger knows.
Nope. I'd already tried him, too.
Nobody knows. This is getting more and more interesting.
I'll spoil the suspense here and tell you I eventually found an answer, which I'll get to in a moment. But it needs some context.
This social security measure...
That's Franklin Roosevelt in 1935, after he signed the Social Security Act. You might call it the original American safety net. Until then, taking care of the poor had been mostly a local responsibility. But in the depths of the Great Depression, that got overwhelming. And so FDR launched a raft of federal programs meant to provide
some measure of protection to the average citizen and to his family.
But the big question was exactly which citizens deserved that protection. Linda Gordon, a historian at NYU, says strangely enough, back in 1935, poor single moms and their children were one of the least controversial groups to give aid to. One of the most controversial, old people.
There were people who strongly criticized the shifting of that burden to the federal government, saying that it would disrupt family values by letting adult children off the hook from caring for their parents.
Old age pensions were so controversial, Gordon says, that FDR decided to give them not just to poor old people, but to middle class and rich ones, too. The more people involved, he thought, the more popular the program would be. But in the midst of these early debates over who belonged in the safety net, no one was actually calling it that.
We had the safety net programs a lot longer than we've had the term.
Guillen McKee is a professor of history at the University of Virginia. The first reference he could find of the so-called social safety net was in an article from 1966, ironically in a quote from FDR's son, FDR Jr.
Quote, public assistance will be envisaged as a safety net on the one hand and as a transmission belt to productive employment and participation in society on the other.
But the phrase didn't really catch on until this moment.
Thank you. Thank you all very much.
February 1981, Ronald Reagan's first speech to Congress as president. He was proposing big, controversial budget cuts when he used that phrase, the social safety net. But rather than condemning it, as you might expect a conservative would, Reagan embraced it.
All those with true need can rest assured that the social safety net of programs they depend on are exempt from any cuts.
But then he went on.
But government will not continue to subsidize individuals or particular business interests where real need cannot be demonstrated.
And in that sentence, Reagan popularized a vivid metaphor for government assistance at the same time as he redefined who deserved it. For Reagan, the elderly and veterans were at the top of the list, and the programs he promised not to cut reflected that. Social Security was safe.
Medicare will not be cut. Funding will continue for veterans' pensions.
Things that helped all kinds of Americans, rich and poor. Reagan was more suspicious of programs that required people to prove they were poor, things like food stamps or Medicaid, and he targeted them for cuts. After Reagan's speech, dozens of articles came out talking about the social safety net, and the term stuck. It may seem funny that the speech that launched a thousand safety net metaphors, from shredding to catching, was one that questioned who deserved it. But Guillen McKee, the historian, says that's part of a long tradition.
It's one of the oldest lines in social policy to try to determine who deserves help and who doesn't.
So as a new round of budget debates gears up in Congress,
the House Republican approach would shred the safety net.
We can and should have a safety net, but we don't want to turn that safety net into a hammock.
keep your ear out not just for which politicians say they care about the social safety net, but who they say it should be there to catch. I'm Chrissy Clark from Marketplace.
And the safety net's been pictured very differently over the years in political comics. If you go to marketplace.org, you can see if a cartoon safety net catches an overweight trapeze artist.